I'm Michael Schneider, senior editor for Variety.
I'm Joe Adalian, West Coast editor of Vulture, and this is Screen Grab.
So, Joe, Emmy nomination voting is done, and now at this point, we're just waiting for the actual nominations to be announced, and this year should be an interesting one. First off, the headline is Game of Thrones, Veep, two shows that have dominated at the Emmys, are both going away in the same year. Conventional wisdom has told us that, well, Game of Thrones is the frontrunner for the Outstanding Drama Emmy, Veep the frontrunner for the Outstanding Comedy Emmy, but people, as you know, spoiler alert, did not like that final season of Game of Thrones. The griping over the finale in particular came right before voting actually began. So the question is, did that impact things? And on the comedy side, there also is a sense that maybe there is so much political fatigue that people may have been a little tired of the themes that Veep sort of swam in, even though it was a strong finale, if I do say so myself. But that's left both categories potentially open to spoilers. But Joe, what do you think? Is the TV Academy too predictable and ultimately will fall into line with the shows that everyone's predicting will be front runners?
You know, Mike, I will defer to you on most things Emmy related or just about anybody else other than myself. I am not an Emmy expert. However, I will say I do think, at least in the nominations, I'll be shocked if Game of Thrones doesn't get a whole bunch of nominations. That cast is beloved and the cast is not going to be held responsible for the writers. I think there's going to be a disconnect between Twitter and TV critics versus Academy members who mostly still think it's a great show. Now, whether or not they win come September is another question there. There could be a whole bunch of surprises, but in terms of either show not getting a whole crap ton of nominations, I think it's highly unlikely that we won't see plenty of Game of Thrones and Veep nominations.
Now, here's a prediction that you can back me up on. No matter what happens on Emmy nomination morning, there will be plenty of disappointments. And part of that's just because we do live in this era of peak TV, but there are still only 7 slots for drama and comedy. And that leaves not a lot of room for newcomers or for shows that haven't been nominated in the past. Now, you and I've talked a lot about why not just expand it to 10, but it makes total sense, right?
I think it's a no-brainer at this point. There's enough great television programming that if the Oscars can certainly stretch it out to 10 nominations as a potential, there's no reason you can't have that on the TV side as well, where there's so many outlets making TV and so many great TV shows being produced. At the same time, I also feel like, and we've talked about this over the years, Mike, you and I privately, it's ridiculous that the TV Academy doesn't bring back an old category, which is best new show. The fact is, TV is a continuing medium and we have shows that continue to get nominated year after year, and that's fine. A lot of shows produce great work every year. They should be nominated. But I feel like one way to recognize the fact that TV is also an evolving medium that continues to create new things every year is to do a best new show category, and maybe even some best new debut performers. There are lots of different ways that the TV Academy could find ways to recognize things and honor some of its best, even if all these award categories don't ultimately end up on TV.
Yeah, the problem that the TV Academy faces now is the fact that TV has splintered so much that comedies look like dramas, dramas look like comedies. You've got talk shows, some of which are variety shows, some of which focus on single topics. You could splinter a lot of these categories, but the Academy fears of category proliferation and what that means, and you don't want a four-hour show as a result. So they run into a lot of these issues. And even when it comes to expanding categories to more nominees, then suddenly they have to offer more tickets to more nominated people. And that suddenly may pull back from the amount of money that they make as well. This is still a business. The Academy, even though it's a nonprofit, they still need to make money as well in order to stay in business. So a lot of issues that are hard to solve, but ones that we're continuing to talk about as awards continue to be perhaps even more important to these different outlets.
Those money problems are nothing that Ted Sarandos and Reed Hastings at Netflix and Jeff Bezos at Amazon couldn't get together over a weekend and pull out their wallets, see what change comes loose and fund all those. Maybe there needs to be a secondary venue where people can attend and watch a simulcast. I don't know. But those sorts of issues seem to me secondary to the fact that TV ought to do a better job honoring its own. And while I am a long known and loud and noisy skeptic of Emmys and the import in which the town puts on them, because I feel like the work really should be validation enough and the amazing paycheck, as Don Draper once said, that's what the money's for. If you're going to be involved in the Emmys and you're going to make it a big deal anyway, then you might as well have those categories reflect the breadth of the amazing era of television we're living through right now.
Well, get ready. Now the nominations are coming out. Phase two of campaigning is just about to begin. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Joe Dowling of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of Variety, and this is Screen Grab.